Praise and Condemnation, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Twins by Kay. The director had a hard time climbing out of the Mercedes. An elegant ivory cane with a gold handle served as a third leg, giving him a distinct and somewhat old-fashioned appearance. He strutted into the hall of the bank he managed. The concierge bowed politely to him, and he nodded graciously. At the front desk in his office, his secretary was waiting for him, ready with today's mail. He let her go about the usual pleasantries as he looked at her shapely body. He undressed her with his eyes. Women were always put off by his gaze. They were attracted to his power, he guessed, but there also seemed to be something about him that scared them. The woman standing before him had been carefully selected, of course. She had to be able to do her job flawlessly. But she was also an extremely attractive woman. Her chestnut hair framed the pronounced yet feminine features of her face. Under the desk, he could see her long, strong legs. "You have an appointment at 10 o'clock. Do you wish to receive Miss Roening then, or should we do as usual?" "As usual, of course," the director replied. That was his way of doing things. He never received people at the right time. He let them wait for at least half an hour before he saw them, regardless of whether or not they had an appointment. He didn't care about negotiations and the like. The only thing that mattered was that they knew who was in charge. He systematically worked through the papers laid out for him on his large desk. Investments, analysis, cash flows. Tedious affairs. Every now and then he glanced at his gold watch. The hands ticked forward at a steady pace. 9, 9:30, 10. He could almost see it from inside. Miss Roening sitting in the waiting room, her legs crossed, patiently waiting to come in and see him. Her fingers drumming nervously on her arm, quick glances at the door, at the secretary, wondering what this delay could mean. 10 minutes? 20? 25? The intercom sounded. "Mr. Director, Miss Roening would like to speak with you." He chuckled. It was just 10:04. His secretary had been instructed to not contact him for a half hour after the actual time of the appointment. "She shall wait a while. I'm busy." The door opened. In walked a beautiful woman, wearing a short red dress. Her emerald green eyes glowed with anger. His secretary followed the unwelcome guest in, a fearful look on her face. The director opened his mouth to command the intruder to leave the room immediately, but before he could say anything, the woman said in a sharp tone, "I am used to doing business with people who keep their word, and we had an appointment at 10 o'clock. The director was caught off guard. He opened his mouth to ask why she was breaking into his office like that, but the woman didn't let him talk at all. "I came here to discuss business, and I intend to do just that." She turned decisively towards the secretary and told her to get out of the office. The secretary was so taken aback by Miss Roening's determined behaviour that she followed her directions without so much as casting a glance at him.